Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
And Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Brad Jr. gives the Giants the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
Vladdy.
There's nothing better than 8-bit sounding goodness.
That was, again, the Jays. Stack hits. They get after a team's pitcher. And they come in many ways from behind, not in this game necessarily, but they're pushed into a corner and they're like, we got this. We're fine. We're just okay. No issues.
And also, what did I say yesterday?
Yeah.
They painted themselves into a corner.
It's what they do.
And they fought out of it.
And so,
because you can't go down 3-1.
No.
Not in L.A.
Because the series stays in L.A. I mean,
and then it can close there.
Mm-hmm. Nobody puts Vladdy in the corner.
Nope.
Nobody puts the Jays in the corner.
Bad movie, if we're being honest.
It's a classic, but yeah.
It's a classic, but a bad movie.
Swayze's cool. That's all I'll say.
Real quick on this. Patrick Swayze for like a 15-year career or 15-year run was basically just I'm the older cool guy to a bunch of teenage kids. That was his whole career.
Who's
for like
that
15
now?
Years. Probably one of the Stranger Things actors eventually.
Based on this show, me.
Yeah, there you go. Derek. But yeah, so for the Jays though, you get that home run from Vladdy in the third to go up 2-1. But it ultimately is later on in the game, in the seventh, where they just start stacking hits. They get four runs, and they end up with 11. Four earned runs on Shohei. They go after him. Now the series is tied 2-2. It's still in Los Angeles tonight, 8 p.m. But they're so difficult to put away.
They're difficult to put away. But also the quiet part about this is the pitching did really well in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bieber gets the win on that game. And he does it a little quieter. Like, you know, sometimes you get those dominating mound starts and like,
I've got nine strikeouts through three innings. You're like, oh my goodness.
I've got at least seven through my five innings. Mm-hmm. No, Bieber only throws three on strikeouts. He walks three players. Matter of fact, Shohei has six Ks. But it's just the effective, quiet, defensive play that the Jays are also able to utilize in the field to get effective, methodical putouts, making sure that things are just on schedule like that. And then Varland is the one that has to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he does.
They're such an entertaining team to watch. I can't tell you, Derek, how happy I want them to win. I've not a Blue Jays fan. I am an Angels fan, but I've really enjoyed this run. What I really like though is that there's nothing else going on tonight, and because of the win last night, there's just so much energy for this game, and I can just solo watch this. I haven't really been able to just solo watch a lot of the World Series because the Sabres have been playing. We're going to talk a lot about them, what have you. There's football going on, and that's obviously very important to the Bills with Chiefs and Commanders. Tonight, I can just sit back and I can just watch the Jays play, and they're a joy to watch.
And not to mention, though, a player that I'm really, like, always fascinated by right now in this postseason is a guy who was the starting one of their starting pitchers during the season, Chris Bassitt.
Mm-hmm.
Bassitt on the mound as a reliever has been dominant. Zach, I want you to guess Bassett's ERA in 2025 postseason.
Is it under two?
It's zero.
Oh, it's zero. Okay.
So yes, right.
The answer is yes.
You are correct. The man just puts up Ks and puts batters out.
He is
fantastic. He's pitched a total of 6 2/3 innings.
Oh, so he hasn't actually pitched that many innings.
He doesn't pitch a lot of innings, but when he's on the mound, he puts batters out. That's kind of also like you're embracing a new role just within the postseason. Bassitt's a starting pitcher for them. But what's he do in this game, for example? He throws two innings, strikes out two, puts balls in the strike zone. 14 of his 20 pitches were strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't allow a run. He allows one hit. That's it. We're done.
Yeah, get it done.
And even then, Varland has had some of the most dangerous moments happen to him in the postseason. There's Julio has a home run in one of the Mariners' wins. It comes off of Varland. It's a 3-run shot. And that is the series after that it happens where the Yankees get their only win of the ALDS. Varland throws a pitch ill-advised toward Judge, and there's Judge's postseason moment where, like, no, he can actually make mm-hmm. plays for you in October.
Yeah.
The rest of the lineup didn't do anything, but, you know, Judge did.
Judge had his moments. Yeah,
Judge had his moments. But it's Varland that's been on a couple of these. He allows a run in his inning, the ninth inning. So you're like, oh boy, heart's starting to flutter a little bit. But then they do get the put out. Pop fly that goes a little deep, by the way. So there's a little more scare for you. But they do get the put out and it's over. Their bullpen has been, on a game-to-game basis, fascinating. You don't know what you're getting out of them almost routinely at this point. I do get scared when Fisher's on the mound. I'm incredibly secure. Like, I've got my comfort blanket and I'm eating a bowl of pasta when Bassitt's on the mound, though. Dominguez, there's the mound visit, and he puts a meatball over the plate mm-hmm. for Ohtani. And yet, against Seattle, he was fantastic.
I mean, it also is something to that with the Jays team where and
that's bullpens, though, for you. Like, they're not always going to be the most reliable, but if you can get it done, you can get it done. Heck, the ALDS, they have a bullpen game.
And that's how they win it.
They put the Yankees away with a bullpen.
The thought was, I mean, we took a call on it where, oh no, what are you doing? You're blowing your chance, even though that was sort of the expectation with how many starting pitchers they had available for that series.
They were prepared
it
for that.
It still, though, is the game that they win it, and the bullpen game is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Is basically perfect from the pitchers. I will say, though, and why I'm enjoying this and why, you know, a little bit of the up and down and what have you, the Dodgers are thought to be a super team who didn't play like a super team all regular season. And then the moment they get in the playoffs, they look untouchable to the rest of the NL. They're killing everybody. Where for the Jays, I think everyone's kind of just been waiting for them to lose.
Right.
I mean, they have the one seed, so you're waiting to see who they play with the winner of Yankees-Boston. But even then, it was sort of like, okay, but the winner of that will beat them. And then we're on to the next. And then Seattle. Not saying that everyone was thinking like Seattle was worlds better than them, but it was Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, and they've got their own star power. And it's felt like maybe it's going to be their year. Here they come. And nope, the Jays are going to handle them too. And I mean, that series was weird.
The Jays even get pushed into a corner 3-2.
Well, I was going to say that series was weird in the sense that no home team could win a game for the longest time.
Right.
And now with the Dodgers. The Dodgers, maybe more than any of the series so far, is...
Oh, it doesn't matter between Seattle and Toronto. They're fighting for second place.
They're fighting for second place. Good for showing up. This is the Dodgers era. They're the George Steinbrenner's Yankees on steroids. This is what you're going to deal with. You thought the Yankees in the 2000s were bad? Nope, here we go. And no, the Blue Jays just kind of refuse to go away. They play a little bit different style of baseball than I think a lot of teams who have gone more to the analytics of home run and OPS. The Jays can do that, yes, but they like to stack hits. They play that old school style of baseball, which is more fun. The thoughts of bunting and stealing a base and what have you, it can bite them sometimes, don't get me wrong. And they've had some bad base running moments. Just go to Bichette and Varsho 2 nights ago. Where that's not a bad call by the ump. It's just poor base running. Bichette is staring at it, looking at Varsho's reaction rather than the ump's, which is not good.
And also in that game, there are several runners tagged out on kind of aggressive base running techniques.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Vladdy scores from first on what is ultimately a single. They are aggressive. They're aggressive at the plate, not in terms of trying to find bombs, but they do like to try to make sure that they get hits. They attack the plate. They attack the bases. They are an aggressive team that likes to try to make sure that, like you said, stack some runners on bases so that they can create opportunities for themselves. It does come back to bite them every now and then.
But I mean, just listen to this seventh inning. Jimenez, single left center, scores a run. Francis, grounded out. Clement, scores though. Bichette, single. Jimenez scores. Barger, single. Guerrero scores. It's not doubles and triples and home runs. Yes, you do get 2 runs from Guerrero, but last night it's just stacking singles. Just rotate through the lineup. I mean, it's kind of what game one was, too. You have the grand slam. You have some home runs. Yes. But it was also just they kept getting hits. And I'm enjoying it because, of course, it's local. And a lot of these guys played in Buffalo. I'm also enjoying it because they're going after the Dodgers, who are trying to do what the Yankees have done for decades and succeeded a lot at, but in many ways kind of made the game a four-team league.
Yes.
The Dodgers are sort of doing the same thing here. And it also is somewhat continuing a bit of a run here of the last 5 or so years where kind of outside of last year with Dodgers-Yankees, the World Series has been a lot of random teams getting hot at the right time in the right year against the right matchup. And they go on and win a World Series. They're not stacking them. They're not becoming a dynasty. They're not all of a sudden becoming just this fixture in our minds. The Nationals suck. And yet, 4 years ago, they won a World Series. Rangers are fine.
They need to demolish their entire roster after that.
You know, the Rangers are fine. It won a World Series.
But this was also finally... you liked doing this with primetime players yesterday. This was Vlad's moment in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Because game one is everybody's cooking.
Right.
But now, Vladdy has his moment in this game early on in the third inning. He gives them the lead with a two-run homer. And you said it, that if they're going to have a chance to win the World Series, he needs one of these games. He needs one of these moments. And he has it. A guy who's had such a fantastic postseason, still hitting .419 right now in the postseason, by the way, which is just insane.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
Insane work. Because even Clement dipped under .400. He's at .393. But to see him continue to not just hit to contact, but have these timely home runs, they are timely, that it's not only keeping you in games, it's also creating opportunities for this team. That's the part that is becoming more impressive about this Jays team, because you're able to get hitting down the lineup. Having Clement at the seven is dangerous. A guy that hits to contact, and then the next thing you know, as long as Jimenez and IKF don't like put a double play out there, there's a runner on base for the top of the order. By the way, they did this without Springer yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll see what his health looks like, but it was obviously enough to keep him out of game four.
Be a huge bump if they can have him back. He's one of six guys on the Jays right now over 700 in OPS. Vladdy's at 1,300. I mean,
it's hilarious.
He's in a different stratosphere right now. But you've mentioned Clement, 947, Barger, 940. They're getting hits from, it feels like, everybody. And their stars are showing up.
And
the stars are showing up. You have already a big Springer moment. You already have now, after last night, a big Vladdy moment. And you can even count the defensive moment as well. Vladdy from first to third. That throw. We didn't even really get to talk about that from two games ago. Absolutely incredible. Game five tonight, 8 p.m. You Savage, Snell, your pitchers, all the way from back from game one. And you saw what the Jays were able to do to Snell in game one. It was an incredible, incredible
definitely
scenes.
Not what anyone would have predicted on that one. Savage has an opportunity to step up again in what has already been a good postseason for him in his debut into the MLB postseason. And it just, do you have one more in you to carve into legend?
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio coming up at 11 o'clock. Paul Hamilton at 11:30. Looking for your calls as well. Your thoughts. You want to talk Jays, Sabres, Bills. Love to hear your thoughts. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business.
business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.